Welcome to KUOW's Speakers Forum. I'm your host, John O'Brien. In this week's episode, if you love radio theater, you may find yourself seeking out the classics online, on AM radio, or at your local library. There's something about how those stories were told that still fascinates. They draw folks of a certain age into a reverie of imagination, suspense, drama, and humor. Well, there's a wonderfully retro but thoroughly modern option you may not have considered. The writers and performers who make up Seattle's Sandbox Radio Troupe do an amazing job of keeping radio theater vibrant and current. The Stranger called their work crackling, electrifying, fresh, joyful, and awesome. Our presentation of their latest production, Mayday, Mayday, features a work by Peter Doolin and Peggy Platt, Sarah Porkolob's Dragon Lady, a PSA from Scott Augustson and special guest Nancy Pearl, and a creepy tale of Druidwood Lane from Elizabeth Heffron. Sandbox Radio is produced and directed by Leslie Law and Richard Zeiman, with music direction this time by Angie Louise. Mayday, Mayday was performed at Town Hall Seattle on May 1st. Their next one-night-only show, A New Leaf, is coming up on Monday, June 19th at Town Hall Seattle. Please note, this recording contains language of an adult nature.
Sandbox Radio will say all day. In the backyard we'll play. Jump into our sandbox.
We'll build castles and kings. Words become things.
Listener, I might in this place attempt to gain thy favor by declaring that Poor Richard writes almanacs with no other view than that of the public good. But in this I should not be sincere. The plain truth of the matter is I am excessive poor. And my wife, poor Mrs. Richard, is, as I tell her, excessive proud. She cannot bear to sit spinning while I'll do nothing but gaze at the stars. And she has threatened more than once to burn all my books and instruments if I do not make some profitable use of them for the good of my family. Therefore, I hope that the buyer of these almanacs may consider him or herself not only as purchasing an useful utensil, but as performing an act of charity to his poor friend and servant. So take heed. You may think, perhaps, that a little tea or a little punch now and then, a diet a little more costly, clothes a little finer, and a little more entertainment can be no great matter. But remember what Poor Richard says.
Many a little makes a mickle. Beware of a little expense, for a small leak will sink a great ship.
Plow deep while sluggards sleep, and you shall have corn to sell and keep.
Nothing brings more pain than too much pleasure.
Nothing more bondage than too much liberty.
Many estates are spent in the getting, since women for tea forsook spinning and knitting.
And men for punch forsook hewing and splitting.
Fools make feasts, and wise men eat them.
He that lives upon hope will die fasting.
Having been poor is no shame, but being ashamed of it is.
What maintains one vice would bring up two children.
Courteous listeners, Your kind and charitable assistance in purchasing so large an impression of my almanacs has made my circumstance much more easy in the world and requires my grateful acknowledgement.
I have been able to get a pot of my own and am no longer obliged to borrow one from a neighbor, nor have we ever since been without something of our own to put in it. I have also got a pair of shoes and two new shifts, so good that I am now not ashamed to go to town or be seen there.
These things have rendered her temper so much more pacific than it used to be, that I may say I have slept more.
And more quietly within the last year than in the three foregoing years put together.
Accept my hearty thanks and my sincere wishes for your health and prosperity. And therefore, as poor Mrs. Richard says,
wink at small faults. Remember, thou hast great ones.
The busy man has few idle visitors.
To the boiling pot, the flies come not.
Each year, one vicious habit routed out, in time might make the worst man good throughout.
He that does what he should not
shall feel what he would not.
The heart of a fool is in his mouth,
but the mouth of a wise man is in his heart.
Being ignorant is not so much a shame
as being unwilling to learn.
Good sense and learning may esteem obtain. Humor and wit a laugh, if rightly tame. Fair virtue admiration may impart. But 'tis good nature only wins the heart. It molds the body to an easy grace and brightens every feature of the face. It's smooth as the unpolished tongue with eloquence and adds persuasion to the finest sense.
Dear listeners, my good poor Richard set out last week for Potomac to see about a little place for us to end our days on. He left a copy of his almanac sealed up and bid me send it to the press. I suspected something, and therefore, as soon as he was gone, I opened it. And just as I thought, so it was. He had put into his preface that his wife, Bridget, was this and that and t'other. Cannot I have a little fault or two, but all the country must see it in print? Must all the world know that poor Dick's wife has lately taken a fancy to drink a little tea now and then? In short, I thought the preface was not worth a printing, so I fairly scratched it all out. And I believe you'll like our almanac, never the worse for it. And therefore, as poor Richard says,
take this remark from Richard, poor and lame. Whatever is begun in anger ends in shame.
Where there is marriage without love, there will be love without marriage.
He that lies down with dogs shall lie rise up with fleas.
He that best understands the world least likes it.
Silence is not always a sign of wisdom.
But babbling is ever a mark of folly.
Tart words make no friends.
A spoonful of honey will catch more flies than a gallon of vinegar.
Let thy maidservant be faithful, strong,
and homely.
Old boys have their playthings as well as young ones.
The difference is only in the price.
If you ride a horse, sit close and tight.
If you ride a man, sit easy and light.
A countryman between two lawyers is like a fish between two cats.
Fish and visitors stink in 3 days.
Loving listeners, The general approbation you have been so good as to favor me with has drawn upon me the malice of others. These ill-willers of mine are reporting that I myself was never alive. They say, in short, there is no such man as I am, and I have had this notion spread so thoroughly in the country that people have frequently told it to my face, and those who do not know me. But so long as I know myself to walk about, eat, drink, and sleep, I am satisfied that there really is such a man as I am, whatever they may say to the contrary. And always remember, in prosperous fortunes, be modest and wise. The greatest may fall, and the lowest may rise.
But insolent people that fall in disgrace are wretched, and nobody pities their case.
He that falls in love with himself has no rivals, huh?
If you would keep your secret from an enemy, tell it not to a friend.
If you would not be forgotten as soon as you are dead and rotten,
either write things worth reading,
or do things worth writing.
If your head is wax, don't walk in the sun.
Who is rich? He that rejoices in his portion.
He that is of the opinion money will do everything
may well be suspected of doing everything for money.
Welcome to your 100th day. Resistance, it is here to stay.
Yeah! He that multiplies riches multiplies cares.
Blessed is he who expects nothing,
for he shall never be disappointed.
Kind listener, some people observing the great yearly demand for my almanac imagine that I must by this time have become rich, and consequently ought to call myself Poor Dick no longer. But the case is this. When I first began to publish, the printer made a fair agreement with me for my copies, by virtue of which he runs away with the greatest part of the profit. However much good may it do him, I do not grudge it him, and wish his profit 10 times greater than it is. For I am, dear reader, his as well as thy affectionate friend. And so...
Experience keeps a dear school, but fools will learn in no other. And scarce in that.
For it is true, we may give advice, but we cannot give conduct.
However, remember this. They that won't be counseled can't be helped.
And farther, if you will not hear reason,
she'll surely rap your knuckles.
We are, as ever, Poor Richard.
And Poor Mrs. Richard.
Saunders.
Steady as she goes, Mr. Parker. Mind the tiller.
Aye, Captain.
Secure the jib, Mr. Wynn.
Aye, Captain.
The sea is calm, but thick with foam.
Foam usually means too much, Mr. Bubble.
Aye, sure. What else, lads?
Lads? We're not all lads.
Nobody cares, Barbie. As if. Just thinking about your partially melted hard plastic Tetons makes me seasick.
Good one.
You're my crew. You're all misters. Mr. Barbie. What about the foam?
The captain means the beast.
Aye, the beast. Our greatest foe. Our raison d'etre.
Raisin dirt.
Raisin dirt?
You said raisin dirt?
Read a book, Bruce.
Don't call me Bruce. Mr. Wayne is bad enough. I'm Batman. When I'm in my cape and cowl, I'm Batman.
Okay. Read a book, Batman.
Come on, you guys. Play the game right. We're at sea, in a lifeboat. And we're all sailors. We're all misters. and none of us are plastic action figures.
For your information, I'm a doll. You're not even an action figure. You're a Spider-Man piss dispenser.
Shut up. Half your head's been shaved and your nipples were drawn on with a magic marker.
I'm supposed to be Charlize Theron from Mad Max Fury Road.
And I'm Wonder Woman on the top and Ariel Fishtail on the bottom. It's only a matter of time until battle stations. We were left floating in the tub an hour ago. Either Daddy's gonna drain and scrub the tub, or Molly gets in to play with us.
Raisin dirt.
No matter what goes down, there'll be turbulent waters ahead. Are you with me, lads?
Aye, Captain.
Time to get nakedy, nakedy, nakedy.
She's taking off her jammies.
And bringing the Millennium Falcon to the party.
With the Wookiee.
Steady as she goes.
Aye, Captain.
Daddy, I want to play with the real boats.
Well, don't forget to wash, kiddo.
Mr. Barbie, prepare to come about.
Aye, Captain.
Release the loofah.
We're taking on water. Mind the bilge pumps, men.
Men, really?
Shut up.
To give your kids some real life boating fun, bring them down to the Center for Wooden Boats. See real seagoing ships. Teach the whole family how to sail and learn the principles of being a good steward to the beautiful Puget Sound. The Center for Wooden Boats, preserving Seattle's beautiful nautical traditions since 1957.
Want to go see some real boats, Molly?
Can I bring my toys?
Bring that man.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. Have no fear that they might desert me. I don't need love, for what good will love do me? Diamonds never lie to me. For when love's gone, now lust around. Diamonds are forever, forever, forever. Diamonds are forever, 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 forever.
Sarah, that Shirley Bassey, she has sung more James Bond songs than anybody else in the world, you know that? That Shirley Bassey is where it is at, my babe, oh my God. Baby, what do you want to sing now on the karaoke machine? Hmm? You want to sing your own song, baby? Sarah, are you being so quiet? What is the matter with you? Grandma, what do you want to say to me? You know that story that you told me last week? Yeah. About you killing those guys in the Philippines and being a gangster? Yeah. Well, I told Mom, and she said, what did your mother say? She said that you're a liar and that you didn't actually kill those guys and that you didn't have to run away to America. Oh my God. Your mother is only calling me a liar because she can't handle my badass gangster past, you know that? Next thing you know, she's going to tell you that I was bad mom. Or she's going to say, oh, mom, why are you telling Sarah different stories about your past in the Philippines than the ones you tell me? Oh, mom, you forgot my sweet 16th birthday party. Oh, mom, why did you pretend not to know how to speak English at my parent-teacher conferences? I have to have fun somehow, Maria. But you know what, Sarah? Everything I did to my children, everything that happened to them that they are bitter against me about, I did to them to make them stronger, you know that? Like that strong Great Wall in China, except in the Philippines for Filipino children. Did I ever tell you about the time that I taught your Auntie Lily how to stop being a crybaby and I almost got arrested? I'm home. And she called me, and she wanted me to cover her shift at the bingo hall after what she called me. I don't think so. The ball's on this cow. I said that I'm home. Oh, 1 second, my daughter just walked in crying all over the place. 1 minute. Lily Mae, why are you crying? I don't want to talk about it. Oh. She doesn't want to talk about it. I will make her talk about it. Call you back in 5 minutes, okay? Bye. Lily Mae, you look at me when I'm talking to you. Why are you crying? I said I don't want to talk about it. Mommy, oh, you don't want to talk about it, huh? You think you are an adult, keeping secrets from your mother? If you are an adult, you can start paying rent. Do you want to pay rent, Lily? I don't even know what the rent is. Oh my God. I'm sorry. What happened to you, baby? Why are you coming into my clean kitchen, getting your dirty pants all over the place? Why are you crying? You can tell your mother. Well, Sis was going to the McDonald's down the road with Susan, and she said that I could come. So I walked up the street to meet them at Susan's trailer, and they were riding the bikes. And Sis said, hop on, Lily. So I hopped on. But then Susan came out of her trailer, and she said, I don't want any babies going with us to McDonald's. And she pushed me off the bike. And I fell. And I skinned my knees. See, right here. Oh, no. That looks really bad. It feels really bad. Oh my God. I'll be right back. I'm going to beat up my child. I don't think so. I'm going to beat up my child. Lily Mae, do you see this? I want you to take this golf club. Go down to Susan's trailer and kill her. What? Kill her, Lily Mae. But I'm only 5 years old. I don't care. I'm not going to have any child of mine walking around this trailer unable to defend themselves. Lily Mae, you listen to me. If you don't kill Susan, I will kill you. Now, you hold this. It feels kind of good. Yeah? Yeah, I can do this. Yes, you can. I can kill Susan. Yes, you can. Now, you go down to Susan's trailer, you kill her, you come back home for dinner, okay? Get out of here.
Oi, 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 Lily Mae?
Yeah, Mommy?
When you swing,
don't miss. Okay, love you, bye.
When you swig, don't miss. I can do this, I can do this. Kill her, kill her. Hey, Susan! I thought I told you to not hang around here anymore, baby Lily. Don't call me a baby. What are you gonna do about it, little baby Lily? You're gonna cry all over me? La, 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 la. Don't call me a baby!
Lily utters a war cry and swings the golf club at Susan's stomach. It connects. Lily throws the golf club aside and jumps on Susan, latches onto her front, and bites down on Susan's boob. Lily jumps off of Susan and screams her victory.
What in the holy hell is going on out there? Oh my God, Susan, you're bleeding. What happened to you? Lily bit me on my boobie, Mommy. Oh my God, get your ass inside and wash that bite. Lily Mae, you get your little tushy over here right now or else I'm going to call your mama and tell her what you did. You can't tell me what to do, Dixie. You're not my mom. Who's the baby now, Susan? Who's the fucking baby now? Good God, that child is possessed. Jesus H. Christ, Susan. What have I told you? What have I told you about running one of those porkalobs? Huh? They're savages. You know what? I'm going to call their mama. I'm going to call their mama and give her a piece of my mind about her little half-breeds. Better put peroxide on that fight, Susan. Get rabies, my God. Hi, Maria. This is Dixie Bodie from up the way, 12C, the double wide. I'm calling because, see, well, your daughter Lily has done something terrible to my daughter Susan. Oh, really? Is that so, Dixie? What has she done? Has she killed her? No, she hasn't killed her. She bit her on her little boobie. She drew blood. Oh no, blood. Is that all, Dixie? Is that all, Marie? I think that Lily owes Susan an apology before I called the police. Oh, well, that isn't going to happen, Dixie. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Have a nice day. Bye. Lily Mae, you drew blood? Yeah. You didn't kill her, Lily Mae? No. Are you gonna kill me, Mommy? Not today, Lily Mae. Not today. Mother's so proud of you. Give me a high five. So you see, Sarah, Grandma wasn't a bad mom. I was badass mom. Grandma, what? You're crazy. Yeah, I know. You still love Grandma? Yeah. Good.
Smells like somebody's got a cheery little campfire going. I'm jonesing for a s'more. I wonder who it could be.
Hey there, dude.
Well, as I live and breathe, it's Nancy Pearl, infamous librarian.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Having a weenie roast?
Nope. I'm having a good old-fashioned book burning.
What? You?
Yep. I'm starting with the story of O.
Why?
Oh, it's so dirty.
Uh-huh.
Like really, really dirty. Filth.
What else?
Say goodbye to Huckleberry Finn. Too racist.
Oh, I've been meaning to read that.
I just saved you the trouble. And here goes Catcher in the Rye. Too much gosh darn profanity.
Well, can I try?
Of course. It's fun.
I'm going to add the Walking Dead comic book series. So depressing.
Technically, those are graphic novels, not comics. But who cares? Good call.
Thanks, Nancy.
Here goes Dan Brown. Too blasphemous.
I'll see you, Dan Brown, and raise you Anne Rice.
Now you're getting into the spirit.
How about some Proust?
Marcel Proust?
Him too. Everybody feels so guilty about finishing him.
Yeah, you're understanding. Book burning is all about making people feel good about themselves. I'm torching James Joyce's Ulysses because it doesn't make a lick of sense.
Say hasta la vista to Moby Dick. Too hard.
Once you get started, it's hard to stop. How about Flowers in the Attic?
Well, that one's kind of fun.
Man who fell in love with the moon?
Oh, Pearl, slow down.
James Baldwin or Maya Angelou?
Oh, Nancy.
You're right. I don't have to choose. Throw them both on the pyre.
I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable.
Jean Genet, MFK Fisher, George Will, Margaret Atwood, Seuss, Dawkins, Greer, X, all those effing Twilight books.
No! 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 Don't burn Clifford!
Dude, wake up!
Oh, Nancy Pearl, I just had a really bad dream where you were burning books. It was most unsettling.
That's crazy. I believe in a world where no one tells you what to read.
Nancy Pearl, you're a free speech rock star. You're the Pat Benatar of the First Amendment.
Thanks, dude, but it's going to take all of us to fight censorship. Most important thing you can do is keep reading.
They can pry this book out of my cold, dead hands.
Good.
Help fight censorship in your community and join the Freedom to Read Foundation, dedicated to the legal and financial defense of intellectual freedom, especially in libraries. Find out how by visiting the American Library Association online at www.ala.org and find out more about what you can do to help keep books available in your libraries.
Now, you want me to read you back to sleep?
Oh, yes, please.
Her lover one day takes O for a walk in a section of the city where they never go, the Mount Souris Park. After they have taken a stroll in the park and have sat together side by side on the edge of a lawn, they notice at one corner of the park, at an intersection where there are never any taxis, a car, which because of its meter, resembles a taxi. Get in, he says.
Nancy Pearl, everybody!
Entropy, chaos, oblivion. The forces that shape our destinies watch as we blunder about within our self-imposed asylums. They are observing us from that unfathomable region. Look, up ahead. What is that? Is that a signpost? Seriously, what the hell is that? Is that an animal or something? Oh, it's gone now. Oh, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, wait, now I remember! From that place where no living soul returns unchanged. From Beyond the Box.
Salmon of wisdom.
Oh, that's brilliant. What did you say you added to this drink in bulk? It's divine.
The mead? A bit of cinnamon. A few other spices.
I can't tell you how nice it is to move to a neighborhood where there are actually women and children at home all day, and people gardening and weaving and making mead.
We're glad you're here, Charlene. And we can't wait to meet your husband, too. He's been away on such a long business trip.
It's the perfect move to a perfect neighborhood where the children are safe and a person can celebrate the wheel of life going round and round in utter bliss. Yet, peace can come at an exacting price, and the cost of appeasing Mother Earth can be so very high. Tonight's episode, Druid Wood Lane, by Elizabeth Heffron.
Well, Bill's in international construction. Travel, bulldozers, and phone calls, so it's lucky he still recognizes the kids. But we can't complain. It means we could afford to live in such a special suburb.
Yes. East Issaquah does have its charms. Salmon of wisdom.
Oh, and thank you for lending us this gorgeous table. Mm. It's so, I don't know, massive and sensual. It just draws you in.
Made from 1,000-year-old living wood. Such a crime when the tree was felled and callously ripped from the grove, but we managed to save it. Fashion it into what it is.
I mean, honestly, it is so seductive. I just have this urge to lay on top of it and roll around.
It's quite a common reaction. We like to lend it to every new family who moves here as sort of a welcome gift.
Well, come.
Daddy!
Just a sec, son! Kids, quiet! I am on a call! What is all this crap?
It's wood, Dad!
Yeah. For the bonfire!
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, no, look, Sal, we gave them more than enough time. Construction starts Tuesday, end of discussion. No. It's not a wetland, remember? We had that designation changed. Well, I had Ted do it. Ted, you don't want the details.
Timmy, Tanya, Toots, Go out and work on the bonfires. Your father's on the phone.
Look, I gotta go, Sal. I just got home. East Issaquah. Yeah, well, we moved. It's, look, I gotta... Yeah, I'll see you Monday.
Bill, welcome home.
Charlene, what the heck are you wearing?
You like it? Imbolc made it. It's so flowy and sexy.
It's flowy, all right.
Bill, this is our new neighbor.
Hello, my name's Imbolc.
Imbolc, like in bulk? Oh.
You're a funny one, Bill. A real salmon of wisdom.
What?
Oh, I better be going. I'll stop by with the mead recipe later, Charlene. Peace to all beings.
Yes, see you then. Peace. Wow, she is so great. First day, me and the kids drove down Druidwood Lane with the moving truck. Imbolc was right here to greet us, along with Samhain and Lunasa and a couple of the other ladies. They are just the best, and they make all this stuff by hand.
Yeah, but where are the men? I didn't see a single car in any of the driveways on the way here.
Oh, well, that's because they're really working hard to be in tune with nature, to keep a better balance, you know. Imbolc says they all walk the Eightfold Path.
Walk all the way to I-5? What about their husbands?
How should I know? They're probably at conferences or something. Actually, a lot of them seem to be divorced.
Figures.
Sit down, honey. I'll bring you some mead.
Mom, can we light it now? Can we?
Not yet. We need to wait until sundown.
Oh, Pucky. We can't light it yet.
What's going on out there?
It's Beltane. We're building the twin bonfires.
Twin bonfires?
Now relax, Bill. Every neighborhood has its quirks. Beltane is just this fun lunar holiday that honors fertility. Everybody on Druidwood Lane celebrates it. No big deal.
Mom! What about the cows?
Timmy, just stop.
Is it time for the cows?
No, it is not time for the cows. You heard what the lady said. You have to wait till they blow that horn. Now go outside.
Oh, God. Mom says no cows yet!
What the hell is go... Jesus! Where did this table come from?
Isn't it something?
It's half the size of the damn living room.
The neighborhood lends it to every new family that moves in.
Redress.
What?
What?
The table just spoke.
Okay.
It did. It said, well, I don't know what it said, but I want it gone.
Sit down. Get comfortable. That's right. Try the mead. To us, to East Issaquah.
Ah, well, the mead's good at any rate.
Rectify.
It just spoke again.
It's time! Mom, can I drive the cattle between the bonfires?
No, I get to. No, me.
Kids. There are more than enough cattle prods to go around. You can all send the cattle between the bonfires.
Yes!
What's the deal with the cattle, Charlene?
Well, don't get mad, but while you were gone, we might have bought a small herd.
You did what?
To Beltane, let's light those bonfires.
Yay!
Oh, hello, Bill. I see you're sitting at the table.
Look, Imbolc, if it's okay with you, could you take the kids and the cows and start without us? It's been a long time, and I think Bill and I need to talk.
Whatever will bring balance, Shirlene.
Okay, kids! Who's got the match?
Oh,
I don't like that, lady.
What a surprise.
Where the hell are we, Shirlene?
We're in East Issaquah.
No, you know what I mean. We weren't doing that good before this last trip, but now, I mean, what's going on?
I've been trying to tell you for the last few years, but... Bill, something weird's going on with the Earth.
Oh, please.
Or the Earth Mother, or the Great Spirit, or... I don't know.
I hate it when you start up with this bullshit.
The world is screwed up. You know it is. And we are not helping.
I doubt East Issaquah is the answer, Shirlene.
Maybe not. But I am tired of feeling empty. Everything here on Druidwood Lane, the bonfires, the cattle, the weaving, it all speaks to me. Can you understand that?
Yeah. Here's what I understand. You've drunk the Kool-Aid.
Mommy! Mommy! What about the lamb? Can I run the lamb between the bonfires?
Oh, baby. We sacrificed the lamb last night, remember?
Oh, yeah!
Okay, that's enough!
A tone.
What the hell? I can't...
Can't get out of your chair?
The damn table has some kind of magnetic pull. Oh! My legs are twisting, freezing up.
They said you'd never understand.
My hands! My hands are melting into the table!
I'd let go of that mug, Bill.
Call 911!
Why? They would only come and destroy this table. Now I can celebrate every part of the eightfold wheel. Participate in any kind of woo-woo thing I want and not feel your scorn.
Listen to yourself, Sir E.
Make amends.
Don't see it as death, Bill. It's really just a short stay in the other world, until you're reincarnated.
Itch.
Bye-bye, baby.
Hey, thanks for streaming this episode of Speakers Forum from KUOW 94.9 Seattle. Sandbox Radio is produced and directed by Leslie Law and Richard Zeiman, with music direction this time by Angie Louise. Mayday, Mayday was performed at Town Hall Seattle on May 1st. Their next one-night-only show, A New Leaf, is coming up on Monday, June 19th. again at Town Hall Seattle. Tune in again soon.